Derived from the German word botulus, which means sausage, botulism is the poisoning produced by a toxin produced by a particular bacterium sometimes found in foods that have not been canned or preserved properly. Because botulism causes vomiting, muscular weakness, and sometimes disturbances of vision, it can be used effectively in germ warfare. It is not generally good for people, even those who have sausages for brains. But some disturbances of vision have unexpected results. When researchers discovered that if you injected small amounts of this botulin poison into your face, they also discovered that people would pay for the privilege. That's because botulin A, or Botox, as it's commercially known, paralyzes the facial muscles that cause wrinkles. In this application of germ warfare, Botox removes those unsightly furrows between your brows, the crow's feet at the corners of your eyes, and even the worry lines on your forehead. Although it also means that you can't raise your eyebrows, and sometimes can't squint or frown, such losses of expressiveness are counterbalanced by the excision of wrinkles. Approved by the FDA in 1989 for the treatment of spastic eye muscles, Botox has become a big business. The American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery reports that last year, more than 65,000 Americans attacked their worry lines, and Dr. America surmises, one of their primary worries as well. At a cost of up to $1,600 a pop for a procedure whose effects endure 4 to 6 months, this amounts to big bucks in the pursuit of happiness. Like Dr. Spock, Dr. America is worried, even though the worry will likely line his steadily expanding forehead. Why do wrinkles rankle us, he wonders. What's wrong with them? The lines that Botox erases on American faces reveal a lot about individual personalities and about American culture. Dr. America, for example, doesn't want to erase the evidence of his pains and pleasures and experience. He doesn't want his face to say, as Botox faces seem to, I'm perfectly cool. I've lived a life with no emotions. I'm impassive, unmoved, and unemotional. The lines elided by Botox also speak eloquently about American culture. Indeed, the crack research team of the American Studies Museum has concluded that Botox isn't the only toxin in this story. Instead, it's merely a pharmaceutical response to a toxic pattern in American culture, a pattern by which our denial of aging and death affects the living of our lives. People naturally fear aging, infirmity, and death, but we culturally fear them too, in ways that other cultures don't. In the past, particularly, people culturally contrived to make aging and death graceful. Old people were respected as wise and experienced guides to life, not simply as old fogies. Caring for old people personally in a family home made infirmities less fearful than is true today, when these ailments can also threaten a person's independence. And deathbed rituals and religious consolations softened even the sting of death. Modern advertising occasionally tells Americans about the rewards of old age. But advertising works even harder to tell us we should look different than we do. Generally, it informs us, and Dr. America means that literally, forming us from within, that we should look 20 or 21 or at least youthful. Many ads suggest that we should physically deny what is experientially true. We've been around a while. They teach us that people will think less of us if we wear the signs of age. But Dr. America thinks that those people are just thinking less, period, and wonders why we should care about their empty opinions. Advertising sometimes paralyzes not just the muscles, but the brains of people who should know better. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, arching his eyebrows at the measure some Americans take to measure up to such obviously superficial ideals.